Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
We good?
We are good.
Okay. No echo?
No echo today. Look at that. MashaAllah. Look at you. Figured it out. I knew you'd do it. I knew you could do it. I believed in you.
I just want everyone to know that whenever Sheikh Al-Nasser gives the impression that he doesn't know what's going on because of the young whippersnappers and the technological and all that.
The thingamajiggers.
Yeah, he knows more than everybody.
That is factually incorrect.
Yeah. How was your meeting with Mark Zuckerberg this morning?
That's the worst meeting of all time.
SubhanAllah, Allah protect us. Yeah. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Welcome back, everybody, to our nightly reflection on the art of dua. Mm-hmm. And the du'as from the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided us with and gave us a lot to think about when it comes to the stories behind why the du'as were made and the people who were making those du'as. Tonight's session, inshallah, will be led by Sheikh Al-Nasser. I did last night. Sheikh Al-Nasser, inshallah, will do tonight. And then I'll, at the end, you know, maybe give one or two talking points that he probably had already said during his talk. But tonight, inshallah, is one that I've actually heard Sheikh Al-Nasser talk about before. And that's why I thought it'd be wonderful for him to share, because I remember when I heard Sheikh Al-Nasser talk about this concept of acceptance and making dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, you know, dot, 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 whatever it is that you might do. I remember hearing it in Mecca, in front of the Kaaba, when Sheikh Al-Nasser told the story. And that obviously, you know, spoiler alert, that has a lot to do with the story of Ibrahim and when the dua was made and what it was made about. And it was a really powerful moment. So I was hoping, inshallah, that Sheikh Al-Nasser could enlighten us and give us the background behind that story and to kind of lead us up to when the dua was made by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and just some talking points about what was fueling his dua, what kind of emotions was he experiencing during that time that led his dua to be so powerful that it was written in gold and commemorated for us in the Quran. Mm-hmm. Bismillah.
All right. Bismillah walhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Once again, everyone, hopefully everyone is doing well. Everyone is doing good. We find ourselves here once again in the blessed month of Ramadan, during these very blessed sacred nights of the month of Ramadan. And it's a blessing, it's a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah allowed us to be able to spend a few moments in His remembrance and in His worship during these nights. Tonight is the 23rd night of Ramadan. And so as the narrations, the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us that, you know, the last 10 nights are very blessed. And then the odd numbered nights during the last 10 nights are of a particular significance, because those odd numbered nights are said to be
the highest probability of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night of great reward. So alhamdulillah, it's nice that we're able to spend a few moments here in reflection and thought. So we're going to be talking about Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam is a very great messenger and prophet of Allah. Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul, from the greatest prophets and messengers of Allah. He's known as Abu al-Anbiya. He's known as the father of the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. God took Abraham as a friend. And that's pretty much all you need to know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him as a friend. Ibrahim alayhi salam, particularly what really is of great significance in his life and in his story, as told to us throughout the Quran, is that وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. God tested Abraham in many, many ways. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. And each and every single time he passed those tests with flying colors. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went through all these tests and trials. He was thrown into a fire for refusing to give up his belief and faith in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was tested by his own father rejecting him and disowning him and throwing him out. He was tested with having, first of all, not having children his entire life, and then finally when he prayed and begged Allah for a child, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, fabashshirnahu bighulamin halim. Allah blessed him finally with a child. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now your wife and your child, leave them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself calls, at that time at least, was literally the middle of nowhere. And not commenting on the significance of the place, but Allah says, biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in, not a blade of grass was growing there. So there were no humans, there was no water, there was no vegetation, no animals, there was nothing. And Allah said, leave your wife and your child that you prayed and longed for, leave them there. And once again, he passed that test, and he did so, and his family as well passed that test. And then he comes back to that family, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, well, here's another test. Now sacrifice that child for the sake of Allah. And he even was willing to, with obviously a very heavy heart, heartbroken, but he was willing to go through with whatever Allah commanded him to do. Allah, of course, saved him and his son from that having to happen. But nonetheless, he kept on passing through these tests. And at the end of tests comes great reward. At the end of tests comes great reward. And I want you to keep that in mind, that the occasion that we're talking about is unlike the occasion we were talking about yesterday or some of the occasions that we're going to talk about going forward. This is a moment of celebration. This is a moment of reward. This is a moment of, you know, elation and happiness.
Accomplishment.
Accomplishment. Beautiful. This is a moment of great accomplishment, where accomplishments are being acknowledged by giving him the opportunity to accomplish something even greater. And that was, his son has grown up, become a young man, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I want you and your son, after everything y'all been through, I want you to go to this place, what we know as Mecca, what we know as Masjid al-Haram, the sacred house of God, the place where there is what we know as the Kaaba. And it was marked out on the ground, right? It was marked out on the ground, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I want the two of you to raise the foundations. I want you to erect a structure here and raise the foundations. The foundation's already there. The outline's already there. I want you to raise these foundations. And Ibrahim and Ismail, alayhim as-salam, they do that. Ibrahim, alayhi as-salam, is stand as they start putting stones on top of stones, raising the structure, and they get higher. Ibrahim alayhi salam places a rock and stands up on that rock. And there are narrations that say that as a miracle and as a gift from Allah, as the wall kept getting higher, Ibrahim alayhi salam was standing on the rock would start to rise up in the air, kind of levitate almost, and allow him to keep building the structure. And Ismail, his very, remarkable son, who was also a prophet of God, he's standing on the ground and he keeps on picking up these stones and handing them to his father, and his father keeps taking them and placing them up on top. And in this way, they raise the foundations of the Kaaba. They erect the structure. And after they get done, And again, I want to emphasize the point. This honor was granted to them. They got the opportunity, the ability to raise the foundations of the Kaaba. This honor was gifted to them because of the fact that they earned it. They went through sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice and came through remarkably through all the sacrifices.
Sheikh, just one more time. The Instagram paused for a little bit so you can repeat the last just 10 seconds.
Yeah. So I was saying that I want everyone to really, really particularly acknowledge that this was a moment of blessing and reward. They were being gifted the opportunity, the blessing to be able to raise the foundation of the Kaaba. And they went through sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice. It went through all of it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "You have earned my blessing. You are deserving of this great honor and this unbelievable blessing of getting to raise the foundations of the Kaaba where all of humanity will come and worship." And they raise the structure of the Kaaba. And after they get done, keeping in mind the background here, that they've already proven themselves. And they've been given this great honor. And as the celebration, they are performing literally one of the greatest deeds that have ever been performed in human history. You know, the two probably greatest deeds, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam references in a hadith, authentic narration of Bukhari, where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Abraham established the sacred sanctuary of Mecca, the sacred house of God of Mecca, and I establish the sacred sanctuary of Medina." Those are two greatest deeds anyone's ever done, right? Mecca and Medina. And so after he raises this and they get done, now, normally you think about a normal human sentiment. I achieve something, I accomplish something, right? Like, let's say I'm doing a reading of the whole Quran and I complete the reading of the whole Quran. And afterwards, there's a feeling of accomplishment. Yeah, alhamdulillah, man, that's pretty awesome. I did great. But look at the sentiment that Ibrahim alayhi salam teaches us, and he teaches us that there's something that is more precious, there's something that is more valuable, there's something that is more meaningful. And that is acceptance. Because a lot of people do a lot of, you know, quote unquote, amazing things, but not everything that might be amazing that someone does is necessarily accepted by Allah. You know, Qarun built a fortune, a wealth, the likes of which the world has never again ever seen. But it wasn't accepted by Allah and he was destroyed. Fir'aun built an empire that was unfathomable. And it was all destroyed and ruined and drowned. And it didn't mean anything because it wasn't accepted by Allah. And so Ibrahim alayhi salam, as he is standing there, he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll mention the verse and the ayah number for the folks on Instagram. And I'm sharing it for the folks that are watching on YouTube and Facebook. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدُ. So this is Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 127. All right? 127 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2. Allah says, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلِ. When Abraham raised the foundations of the Kaaba along with his beloved son Ismail, he then said, when they got done and they stepped back and they looked at the beauty, the magnificence, the majesty of the Kaaba, what does he say? Rabbana taqabbal minna. Our Lord, accept this from us. Now think about how mind-blowing that idea is, and we need to really kind of mind that idea. We need to kind of...
Just real quick. Sorry. Instagram is...
Hold on. Okay. There we go. We're back. Okay.
Our Lord accept this. Rabbana taqabbal minna.
Yeah. Rabbana taqabbal minna. Our Lord accept this from us. And now think about what an unbelievable idea. Let's kind of really, you know, kind of analyze this idea, this notion. They just completed a deed that Allah told them to do as a reward for all the good they've already done. And he's still saying, our Lord, accept this from us. And thereby he's teaching us that the most valuable thing, the only thing that really matters, and I know that a lot of times, you know, talking in absolutes is not a good thing, but in this case, in this instance, it's absolutely true. The only thing that matters is that Allah accepts what we do. And, you know, because otherwise they built a masjid. The Quran literally in Surah number 9, Surah At-Tawbah, talks about some bad people at the time of the Prophet ﷺ as a scheme against the Muslims. They built a covert kind of like a headquarters and called it a masjid. And Allah said, that's a terrible place. And that's a terrible thing they did. So acceptance is what really matters. And I still recall one of the earliest lessons that I was taught was that my sheikh, my teacher, he said that, you know, whenever we do something, a lot of times, you know, people who do different projects, like maybe somebody is raising money to, you know, help refugees. Somebody's digging, you know, raising money to dig a water well somewhere where they need water, or somebody's working, volunteering in their local community, whatever someone is doing. A lot of times we say, you know, pray that Allah makes it a success. And he said, don't pray for success. Not that it's a bad thing. But success is an outcome and it's a result that you don't necessarily control. What you should, and also number two, sometimes our definitions of success are kind of tricky. Like what's success? Just getting a lot of money? Well, a lot of bad people got a lot of money. A lot of people showing up for my event. Well, no matter how many people show up for your event, I guarantee there's going to be more people at a football game, right? There's 90,000 people at a football game. Is that a religious success? So our definitions of success are kind of tricky. He said, pray for acceptance. Ask Allah that to accept what you've done. Because if Allah accepts it, you might have collected $1. Maybe one person showed up. But if Allah accepted it, then that's all you really need. And now let me talk about Abraham, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He says, along with his son Ismail, that oh Allah accept what we've done. What does acceptance mean? Acceptance means that the Kaaba is still there till today. And the, I mean, I don't even know how to say it, but the, you know, for millennia, an innumerable amount of human beings have gone and worshiped there. And that is success. That is acceptance. And I'll tell you a little story. At the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he was about 35 years old, the structure of the Kaaba had become damaged. There was some flooding and fires and things like that. And the structure got damaged. So this is before the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam received divine revelation. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the people at that time, they were renovating and fixing up the structure of the Kaaba. So one of the walls that was damaged really badly, they were taking down the stones from there, and they took down all the stones of one side of the wall. And when they got to the very bottom of the wall, there were these big jagged stones. There were these big jagged stones, and they were covered with like this green kind of almost like moss or something. And you could tell that they were very old. It was ancient. And they were these big old stones. And they tried to, they said, while we're all the way down here, we might as well kind of put down a new, you know, might as well remove these stones as well, and then put some new stones down here as well. So they tried to move the stones, but they couldn't do it. The stones wouldn't budge. So one guy, there's always that one guy, he goes and he gets like this giant iron rod. And he comes in there and he jams it in there between those big stones. And a bunch of people grab onto it to the leverage, and they yank down.
The Instagram video is cutting out again.
Just a second.
Right where you said.
There we go. There we go. Sorry, sorry. I'm gonna backtrack a little bit. All right. So as I was saying, this guy goes and gets his giant rod, lodges it in there between the stones. Again? I have no idea what's going on. Are we back on? Oh, there we go.
Hold on, let me add you back in. 1 second.
All right, there we go.
Oh. There you go. I'm going to add Sheikh back in real quick. Where's Sheikh? Hold enough. There he is. Sorry about that, everybody. It looks like people are streaming Netflix in Sheikh's neighborhood, taking up all the bandwidth. All right.
And we're back. All right.
So he gets, listen, persistence, man. We don't give up.
Yeah, we don't give up, brother. All right. 1 second. I know that it's.
Oh, no. It's going again. Shay, are you on Wi-Fi? Do you want to go on LTE? Okay,
there we go. I was just. Yeah, that's actually what I was just looking at. Let me just go ahead and do that. I don't know. My Wi-Fi.
Yeah, it keeps cutting out here.
Okay.
On Instagram.
There we go. Yeah, I think my Wi-Fi is just kind of being trippy. So for the folks watching on Facebook and YouTube and maybe listening to the recording afterwards, so I'm sorry about the little bit of lag and delay. It's just connection issues. Anyway, so we're back on. So as I was saying, this one guy, he goes and he gets his giant rod and he lodges it in there and a bunch of people grab onto it, you know, to get that leverage. And they start yanking on it and they pull and pull. You got like half a dozen dudes pulling down on this giant iron rod, trying to budge this rock out of place, move it out of place. Mm-hmm. And they pull down really hard and the big stone moves like a centimeter. It just moves a centimeter. And when it moves a little centimeter, a tremor goes through the whole ground in Mecca. Like the ground shakes under their feet. And they all freak out and they pause. And some of the elders come yell at these guys, these youngins who were doing this. And they say, stop, leave that alone. And even though this was before Islam, but they had the kind of, they still had some remnants of the truth left in like their quote unquote folklore. And they said that, you know, leave that alone because these are the foundations of Ibrahim. Hadhi qawa'id Ibrahim. So my point to say was that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts what you've done, then nobody can touch it. Then nobody can touch it. Nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can mess with it. Then it's worth more than anything in this world. So during these last 10 nights of Ramadan, as we're learning how to make dua, let's really, really focus on praying for acceptance. We're all weak and we're all humble. We're all humble creatures. We're fasting. But, you know, even in fasting, we might, you know, get into a conversation we shouldn't get into. We might end up saying something we shouldn't say. You know, maybe we kind of slept a little too much.
Not again.
Oh, I think it's
so interesting. What happened between tonight and last night?
Okay. I think we're back. So for the folks still watching and listening, I apologize. Just trying to manage this whole connection thing. All right.
Someone to pray for
it. There we go. Yeah. We pray Allah SWT accepts this effort. But yeah, as I was saying that, you know, we're all humble creatures. We're all faulty creatures that we might say something we're not supposed to say. This is just a struggle. All right.
No worries,
inshallah. All right.
I like how the guy on Facebook's like, it's fine for us over here.
I know that the folks that are watching and listening on Facebook and YouTube, they can all hear us very, very clearly. So yeah. I apologize for a little bit of delay. But nonetheless, inshallah, we'll manage.
It just kicked us both out. Let me.
Are you there, Saad?
Yeah, hold on. It just kicked us both out. I think it froze my me trying to remove you kicked me out. All right, we're going to give her 1 second to jump back in. All right, are we there?
Yes.
All right, I'm live. This is what happens when you start streaming yourself in 8K. Alrighty.
All of this technology.
MashaAllah.
Okay. All right. Hopefully it's going to be a little bit better this time. Okay. So as I was saying, you know, they try to move this rock and it moves from its place and shoots all these tremors out from under the earth. They come and they stop them and they say, you can't move it. You can't touch it. You can't do anything. That's the foundation of Ibrahim, and Allah accepted foundation of Ibrahim. We need to pray for acceptance. in the month of Ramadan, we're very faulty creatures. We're fasting, we're trying to fast, but we're going to end up making mistakes. We're going to, you know, slip up here and there. We might not have been focused in our prayer. We might have, you know, kind of forgotten, quote unquote, to read Quran today. Whatever the case may be, we might have shortcomings and faults, but it does not matter. It does not matter. What we need to focus on is do the best that you can and then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, Allah is so merciful, Allah is so generous that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept our deeds. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says that when you try to read the Quran and you're not really good at it, you know, for anyone who's been watching or listening to the nightly Quran recitation, reflection sessions, you know, those hafad, they read beautifully, right? So tonight we had Hafiz Shahir reading, really beautiful. So you might be thinking, you know, I can't read that nicely, but I'm still going to sit here and try. I'm going to ask Allah, please accept. Allah, please accept. And you know what's going to happen? The Prophet ﷺ said that when you try to read and you're not even that good at reading, but you ask Allah to accept and you do it with that intention that Allah will accept my reading of this Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you double the reward. One for doing it and the other one for trying, even though you struggle through it. Because Allah accepted what you did. You know, somebody could give a mountain of gold, but they're showing off. Mm. And another person, the Prophet ﷺ said, all you have is a date. One date. That's the only thing you own. And you split it into half like a fruit. You just split it into half and you give half of it to someone else. But if you did it for Allah, you asked Allah to accept it and Allah accepted it. He said, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ تَمْرًا. That half a date, that half a fruit will save you from the fire of hell.
SubhanAllah.
And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our deeds in the month of Ramadan. Always pray for acceptance. Know that your Lord is very kind and He is very merciful and He is very gracious and He is very generous. Quantity means nothing in front of Allah. Quality means everything. Humility is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. So ask Allah to accept. Even us sitting and having this conversation, right, we're sitting in our homes in, you know, our comfortable chairs having a discussion over the internet, over technology, and we're not even doing a great job at that, right? We keep losing the connections and all that, but we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts, and this will be recorded for us, and this could possibly be the deed that brings us salvation in the life of the hereafter. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen ya Rabb. It's amazing, Sheikh. Jazakallah khairan. You know, I think the point you mentioned about never overlooking the fact that, you know, this could be the one, you know, this could be something, and everything else that you do, no matter how great it was, if Allah didn't accept it, then it's actually going to be a moment of regret on the Day of Judgment. So that if Allah didn't accept it, that it's going to be something very painful. And so acceptance really is the key. It's really the most important thing. One thing from the story that just blows me away is how Ibrahim alayhi salam had no idea at the impact of the action when he was commanded to do it. You were literally in an area with nobody, and he had no idea that this was going to be something that people, you know, 1.6, 1.8, however many billion people are going to be facing towards this direction every day and praying. And the amount of people that visit for Umrah, for Hajj, etc. No clue at this amount of people. He must be shocked, you know, when he gets the updates about the impact of his deeds. And subhanAllah, I think one thing that stops us from doing anything in the modern era and these days is we sort of pause ourselves when we look at what other people are doing. Because we see the results that other people have, and we see the actions that other people are doing, and we think to ourselves before we even get started, we say, what's the point?
Yeah. Right?
But then again, subhanAllah, it's that same problem. You're not looking at acceptance, you're looking at success. Right. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is being told to build this structure, to raise this structure, and has no idea the impact it's going to have. And subhanAllah, with the du'as that you and I are making, the actions that we're doing, you know, we're sitting and we're you know, reading Quran, we're trying to pray. You know, maybe we can't read a juz every night by ourselves. You know, maybe we can barely get through a page. You know, maybe we can sit and stand and pray, tarawih. We can't do 20 raka'ats or even 8 by ourselves. Maybe we can only pray for like 15 minutes. But if we sit there and we say, well, Allah, accept these 15 minutes, who knows what seed of sincerity you just planted.
When the Prophet ﷺ was taking the Muslims to the expedition of Tabuk, where basically the premise was that about 300,000 Romans are coming to fight the Muslims in the north of Arabia. And the Prophet said, okay, this is the biggest challenge we've ever faced. Everyone needs to go and everyone bring everything you can bring. 30,000 Sahaba came with the Prophet. Everyone brought everything they could. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave everything he owned. Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave away half of everything he owned. Uthman bin Affan sponsored 10,000 soldiers of the army. Everybody was just bringing everything. And this one poor Sahabi, who was basically just like a refugee, he had nothing. He offered someone who owned a garden, can I water your garden? And the typical deal was if you watered someone's garden, they would pay you in dates. And they would give you like basically two handful of dates like this, like a pound of dates or something, a couple of pounds of dates. That was the standard payment. So he said, can I water your garden and you can pay me in dates? And he said, yeah, sure, bismillah. So he waters the whole garden. The guy gives him a couple of pounds of dates. He comes to the Prophet ﷺ and he says, O Messenger of God, this is what I have. O Messenger of Allah, this is what I have. And some of the hypocrites, bad people, were sitting nearby and they started like making fun of him. They started saying, we're going to fight the Romans and this guy brings dates. We're going to throw dates at them. And the Prophet ﷺ overheard the comment, and the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba who were taking the stuff for collections, he said, when you take these dates, spread them out over the whole collection because Allah has accepted these dates. And by virtue of them, everything will be accepted. That's acceptance.
Yeah, it reminds me of the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said that your victory comes with the weakest amongst you.
SubhanAllah.
Your victory comes through the weaker ones, right? The weak ones. It's amazing, man. SubhanAllah. May Allah Ta'ala accept it, Shaykh. Jazakallah khairan.
Ameen.
You know, my parting advice for everybody based on the story that Shaykh mentioned was just don't focus on the amount that you're doing. Just try to make whatever you do count. Make whatever you do as good as you can do it. You know, if you pray tonight, and even if you recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, you know, 8 times in 8 rak'at, just reflect on every single word and sit afterwards and ask Allah to accept that. And like Shaykh said, you know, it could be that that's the moment of salvation that we have. And this moment of acceptance is something that Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us with Rabbana taqabbal minna. So everybody, that's the spirit of tonight's dua. Whatever you got, give it to Allah. And don't forget, whatever you've given already, make sure that you ask Allah Ta'ala to accept it from us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make even the small moments that we don't think about, that if they're accepted, maybe they'll be the reason why we enter paradise. And the big things that we thought, oh, Sheikh, there's a story, Ayyuha al-Walad, the famous one, the famous story in the beginning, right? This is a beautiful way to end, I think. He says, you know, I believe it was it Hassan al-Basri? Or I think it was one of the scholars was seen in a dream. And so they asked him, you know, someone saw him in a dream, and in the dream they had a conversation with him, and they said to him, like, what's it like? You know, did your good deeds, you know, obviously you were a scholar, you taught, you wrote books, you lectured, you did everything. And he said, all of that didn't matter. He said, nothing mattered except for 2 rak'at in the middle of the night.
SubhanAllah.
Nothing mattered except for those sujood that we would make in the middle of the night. That's the only thing that mattered. That's what, when I got to Jannah and I asked Allah why, I was directed to those small deeds that I did, not the big deeds that I did, because those deeds were the ones that nobody saw, and that I sincerely asked Allah to accept those deeds. We ask Allah Ta'ala to accept from us. Shaykh, Jazakumullah khairan.
Barakallahu feekum. I know that there's a lot of folks logging on and starting to ask some questions as well. Alhamdulillah. This is mainly aimed at the folks that are on YouTube and Facebook right now. But it's a, you know, good word for everyone to take note of. Alhamdulillah, amongst the mashallah, alhamdulillah, bifadlillah, the lot of things that Qalam is basically trying to do for the community during this Ramadan and trying to do for folks everywhere. We also know that some people just want to complete a reading of the whole Quran during these last 10 nights. So we have something going on that's called the Quranathon, a Quran marathon, basically. We're on 3 nights, inshallah. Our students, our hufadh are lined up, and they are, inshallah, as soon as we log off, if you're on Facebook or YouTube, there's a new stream that's going to start. Make sure that you click into that, inshallah. And they're going to start reciting the Quran, and they're going to go all night long, inshallah, recite 10 juz tonight, mashallah, bismillah. So it's a really beautiful thing. So inshallah, for those folks that are already looking inshallah. For that, we're going to log off of here, and that'll start right away, inshallah, bismillah. Jazakumullah khairan, everyone. Please, as Ustad said, take a few moments and say a little prayer. Ask Allah accepts y'all, everything y'all are doing, everything, all of us, everything we're trying to do. Allah accepts all of us. Jazakumullah khairan. Barakallahu feekum.
See everyone tomorrow night, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.